Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hallelujah, amen. With
the pastor, apostle, Elder A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. He's going to be coming forth, bringing forth a word later on in our program on tonight. Those of you out there watching on YouTube and Facebook, praise God, be sure to dial that number on the bottom of your screen. Call in and be a part of the service on tonight. We want to hear your testimony. Hallelujah. We want to hear your prayer request. Praise God. We get ready to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. With our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. And we're going to come out of Psalms 100, reading King James Version. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The writer of this text is King David, and King David is telling us the attitude. Hallelujah. I know y'all have heard it a million times, praise God, hallelujah. But it's the attitude that we are supposed to have when we come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. It's called an attitude of gratitude. We got to show God that we are appreciative for what he's already done. And then we can watch him do some more things. Hallelujah. We waiting on the more. Hallelujah. But he says, thank me for what I've already had. Hallelujah. What I've already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I can do some more once you show me your appreciation. Hallelujah. So as we go to the throne of grace on tonight, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's come with a heart of appreciation, with an attitude of gratitude. Praise God on tonight. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or prayer request, now would be the time. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, church family. This is Linda from Palmdale. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My praise report is I want to be thankful to the Lord for keeping me another day, waking me up, for all of his provisions for and forgiving me for my sins that I willingly commit and the ones I'm not aware I'm committing. I want to thank the Lord because this morning my son had a court date. And the Lord blessed him. They didn't dismiss the case, but they made it so he had to go to AA, to Alcohol Anonymous, and counseling. So if he doesn't comply, they're going to lock him up. So that's the story. So I want to thank the Lord for that. Because he does need Alcohol Anonymous, and he needs counseling.
Hey, man, that's a blessing right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because everybody don't get the help. But sometimes they just lock people up. And don't even try to give them the help that they need. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so they order counseling in AA, Alcohol Anonymous, and they said when he complete those two classes that they would remove him from his record. If he didn't complete them, it was going to go to jail.
Well, amen. That's a blessing right there. Praise God. We just pray, hallelujah, that he follows through, amen, and completes, hallelujah, hallelujah, everything that he needs to complete, hallelujah, so he can get that off his record, get the man off his back, hallelujah, and get the monkey off his back, too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Every time, a lot of times, something that seems like a curse, that's a blessing. Praise God. I know some brothers that they wouldn't be off drugs if they wouldn't have got arrested. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. However God show up.
Exactly, because I know some people that are literally, by them being incarcerated, saved their lives. They got out, and they'll tell you, man, if I hadn't been in jail, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Yes,
so
he does.
We'll be praying that he does the right thing, but if he doesn't, he can't say he didn't have an opportunity. You know, like you just said, some people don't even get the opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing.
Hey, amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I want to thank y'all for being here.
Amen.
I want to thank y'all for another day journey.
Be good, Wayne.
Thank God for Brother Brian. Thank God for just letting me wake up this morning.
Yes, I'm loud on that. We'll see loud.
Thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for just seeing sunshine and rain, the beautiful weather we have in here. I'm praying for each one. I'm praying for the brother that he got to do what he got to do. I'm glad they just missed his drug case and gave him his help. All our children need help. All our children. All our young ones. Think about the young boys and young girls out here. They don't need to be out on these drugs and alcohol. I just pray each day I could help someone, ask them not to do the same thing because it's not. It's not good for them. Maybe one day they'll listen. Maybe one day.
Amen.
Get them together and just tell them who it is. Help. Your help. Your soul. Praying for my and her friends that they won't do this. And everybody's family member that got surgery on drugs and alcohol.
Amen.
Thank
God. Amen. I want to thank Bobby for that testimony, Bobby. That was awesome. You know, the thing nowadays with some of the parents, they want to hide what their kids is doing and try to sweep it up under the rug. That's not right. You know, you gotta speak up and tell the truth and get help for your kid. You know, hiding is... sweeping it up on the rug, don't want to discuss it, is not helping. I mean, you know, hey, he's a grown man. I mean, the judge is going to hold him responsible for his action. But me as a mother, if I could help him, my responsibility to help him if he wants to help, I'll offer it to him. And that's what I'm trying to do. But, you know, it's the peer pressure these kids have. We didn't have the peer pressure when we was coming up. You know, if it ain't the drugs, it's the gang banging. If it ain't the gang banging, you a punk. It's just a wicked system we're living in.
Yeah.
You know, until you gotta stay with the Lord and pray. You gotta pray for your family, your loved ones, your households, 'cause you know, It's just sad.
Yeah, I want to punk some right here. I like they thugged out of their gang and stuff. I mean, you got too many guns in the system. You know, that's what's wrong with America right now. You know, how we get any guns in the yellow land? I say do the black market. And then from all this year compared to these 2-3 months, I don't sit here and witness. Over on my phone, you know, especially out of this month here alone. Not only here in Georgia, but in the whole United States.
Exactly.
Killed.
And the system is corrupt. I was watching the news. They had two African young men literally overdose. Now, how you go overdose in prison? And they, because they had them in a dorm setting. And the other inmates came to their rescue and rescued them. So, you know, that's those CO officers, you know, bringing them narcotics in them institutions.
That's them dirty cops.
He's out of break.
That's them dirty cops.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. And the system is designed for us to say it. Praise God. That's why we got to keep our children in prayer, because it's designed for us to be in the system. Designed for us to say it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they look at them as a dollar sign. I have heard a peace officer say, you know what, we're going to make our quarters. We got to make our quarters at all means necessary. So, you know, they do look at them as a dollar sign. You know how many thousands of dollars they get off inmates? So,
you can't admit they won't see you like.
Oh, yeah. They make a big money.
In the middle of a big old game, though. It's already like a big old game of chess,
yeah. Amen. And that's why I say we gotta stay prayed up, because everybody was talking about, you know, once Trump get out, okay, Trump out, what's changed? Nothing. Ain't
Amen.
Nothing changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was a scapegoat. I'm gonna tell you like this. I believe he was a scapegoat. We're going to blame everything on him. He going to take the blame for it. And now he out the office and ain't nothing changed. So whose fault is it not? Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I agree with the pastor. You know, I stopped voting years ago because, you know what, they already chose who they're going to put in them offices. And, you know, it's just a scam. It's just sad, you know.
Yeah,
well, you know,
and
that's
they scamming
we're...
up.
Yep, it's all about that dollar.
I believe they were Donald Trump in the White House. I mean, you know, see Trump, you know, he was starting to let the truth be exposed and told.
Exactly, Trump was just blunt, straightforward. You know, he did what he had to do, and you know.
Yeah, freedom. He put the U.S. Embassy over in Jerusalem, something that I feel as though presidents should have been doing for the longest, but all of them been lying. He's the only one that ain't lying.
You know, he did have some good qualities. He did do some good things, but, you know, the man only could do what he could do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what anybody, you know.
Amen to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests at this time? Praise God. I want y'all to keep me in prayer. I ain't been feeling good the last few days, but the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. He is a lie.
Amen. Any more testimonies? Go ahead,
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a new day. But I want to thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends, leading us and guiding us in the right way. that he would want us to go in. Lord, I ask you to please protect each and every one of us. Help us to do better. Help us to learn more of your word. Please take care of us. Build your shelter around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, we thank God for you. Go ahead, brother.
I'm your downer.
That's Sister Yolanda.
Okay, Sister Yolanda, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Brian, I'm sorry.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up and warm something up on a brand new day. Thank you for my family, my nieces, and my nephews. Thank the Lord for the prayer line today. Thank my cousin Bobby, my friend Yolanda. Thank you for Pastor Curry.
Amen.
Thank you for
Linda.
Lisa, me, Yolanda. Thank you for everybody.
Amen. We thank God for you too, brother. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any more testimonies? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard all of your testimonies going up before your throne, thanking you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you again. We worship you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want you to know we love you and we appreciate you for everything you've already done. Hallelujah. And we are in expectation for everything that you are going to do. Hallelujah. You've heard the prayer request going up before your throne tonight. Hallelujah. Help the children tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Help this generation. Hallelujah. Help them overcome the drugs. Help them overcome the game. Help them overcome the guns, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Only you can help our children, Lord. So we put our children in your hands. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
For we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We know what we see now is not what they're going to be. We know what you did with us. Hallelujah.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We know, Lord, hallelujah, what you did with us. We know, Lord, that you changed us. Hallelujah. We know, Lord, that you renewed our mind. You renewed our heart. You gave us a clean spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that you can do it for our children. You can do it for our children's children, and our children's children's children, Lord. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name right now. We magnify you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we thank you.
Amen.
And we praise you. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We certainly had a blessed time this it's been over a month. I don't lost track of the days. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this revival just keeps going and going and going. And we thank God. Amen. For everything God has been doing in this revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. We're getting ready to hear the man of God. He's going to come forth and bring forth the word of the truth. Man of God, are you on the line already? Praise God. Amen. Apostle, you on the line already? Amen. Praise God. Apostle will be joining us in a few. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm gonna play a song while we wait on the apostle to join us. Praise God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see what we're gonna play here. Hallelujah. You know, we fall down, but we get up. Praise God.
we get up, we fall down. But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh, my,
but we get up.
We
fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get up,
yeah,
we fall down.
Oh my, my,
we
my,
get up,
we get back up again.
For a
day
is
yes, yes, oh, yes, but we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
but
we get
back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do. Rise back up again.
For
the Savior, sinner. Oh.
Is just a sinner who fell down. Hallelujah. I like that song because that song tells me if I accidentally slip, if I accidentally fall, all I got to do is get back up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are y'all ready for the word on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you ready for the bread of life? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
We're coming forth to break bread again. Hallelujah. Amen. The leader of the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is definitely in the house, but we are reaching worldwide.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
and I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than your pastor, the holy apostle, none other than Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. It'll bless you,
hallelujah.
Man. God bless you. Amen. Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. Come on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise his holy name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom we have redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Yes.
I know you're glad tonight that God is your Father. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you glad tonight that he, that out of his own righteousness, decided to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Everybody didn't get picked, but we got picked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody bless his name tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says that it's not a work. Least any man should boast. Glory to God. We didn't do nothing. Amen. To deserve it. But God said, I picked you because I wanted to pick you. Glory to God. You was in my mind, Obo Ko Yara Basando. You was in my heart, Yoshiki Torobo Shiki. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise tonight, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, there ain't no father like our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise for being the best father in the world. Come on, hallelujah. Everybody celebrating Father's Day, but
hallelujah.
We got the best father in the world. How about that? Oh, cool. Yada, ba, thunder. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Father's Day. And why they set this day aside to call it Father's Day. Many of us don't know, but they dedicate this particular day to the fathers who died in a mine. Amen. They set this day aside to honor them. And under their lives. But you know what hit my spirit, beloved? Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. What hit my spirit was this here. It's funny how this nation can honor the dead, but can't honor the living. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. We not a father just one day out of the year. Amen. Y'all are not mothers just one day out of the year. But a father and mother is somebody that should be honored every day. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the only job I know that you can't quit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You don't get no vacation, no time off. Hallelujah. You don't get no extra pay for it. Amen. Glory to God. once you become a father, once you become a mother, you're done for life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You might walk away from it, but it won't walk away from you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I was just thinking about the goodness of the Lord and how good he is to us and to me. That word father means protector and provider. So whenever we as men step into our calling as a father, then we're actually stepping into being a provider and a protector. And that particular quality should be in our nature. Every man should have that in his nature. But every man don't have that in his nature. Amen. But that's part of being a father, is that we should, by instinct, want to protect and provide what is given to us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. A real man is feel more comfortable giving than receiving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's in our nature to give. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Just like it's in y'all nature to receive. Hallelujah. Men by nature are givers, and women by nature are receivers. Come on here, somebody. That's how God designed us. That's who we are. When a man gets more comfortable with receiving than giving, then there's something wrong with the nature of that man. Come on here, somebody. Not that we should want to receive, but I'm saying the natural part of us is the giving part. We just want to give, hallelujah, especially when we happy. Amen. When you make us happy, we want to give all day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And don't let us fall in love. We just give everything. We're like, oh, okay, amen. I feel so good. Go ahead. Amen. You know, that's our nature. And that's our God-like nature. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 I want to talk about, yes, Lord, hallelujah. God is such an awesome Father. And tonight, I just want to go into the Word of God tonight to look at the qualities that God possesses as a Father, as a protector. Somebody said protector.
Protector.
Provider.
Provider.
Say God is.
God is.
My protector,
my protector,
and my provider, which makes him the best father in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Which makes him the best father. See, that word. Anytime you hear the word father, the first two words that should enter your heart and your spirit should be protector and provider, because that's what that word father means. See, daddy, he the one that's going to love and show compassion. But the father is more of the protector. He's more of the stern one. He's more are the one that's going to correct. So today I want to look at some scriptures that talk about Yahshua's attribute as a father. So the first one I want to look at right quickly is Luke 11 and 13. We're going to go to a couple of scriptures. Wow. And when you get there, shout amen.
What scriptures you were looking for?
Luke 11, verse 13.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, daughter. You're welcome. Amen. Amen. And so when you get there, shout amen. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 11. But we're going to start at verse 9. We're going to go up to verse 9. I just feel led to go up to 9.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Father, we give you praise and glory for all things. Father, we thank you because of your goodness and your greatness toward us. Father, thank you for your mercy, Lord, that are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us all day long, for keeping us, God. Thank you that you are a keeper. Thank you for keeping us. Father, thank you, Lord God, for there is none besides you. And we give you all the glory that is due to your name, Father. We thank you tonight. We pray tonight, Lord. Thank you for everybody that's online tonight, Father. We want to just thank you, Father, for being the best Father in the world. Thank you, Father, for loving us, for keeping us, for protecting us, for shielding us, for guiding us, for leading us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom, for giving us understanding, Lord. Thank you for giving us knowledge, Lord. Thank you for giving us insight. For hindsight, for vision, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you are yet so wonderful. And we give your name the praise and the Lord. Help us to stay obedient to you, Lord. Help us to stay under your covering, Lord. Help us to be good children, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord, today, God, for unveiling, for revealing to us, God, hallelujah, the mysteries of your word, God. Thank you for revelation knowledge, God. We just praise you and bless your name. Thank you, Lord, that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we shall forever praise your name and bless you, God, forever and ever. We thank you, and there is none like you. We give your name the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. And we thank you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody clap those hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Amen. Tonight. Tonight. Amen. Luke 11, beginning with verse 9. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Verse 11. Which of you father? He's up to the question. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Come on here, somebody. Verse 12. Or if he asks for an egg, he'll give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you notice that ask, seek, and knock, if you abbreviate them, it's still ask. A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. It's still ask.
Wow.
So even though...
Hallelujah.
So even though the Father, he's omniscient and he know all things. There's nothing hidden from him because he is knowledge. He is wisdom. He is understanding. Amen. Even though he knows all things, he still requires us to ask him for what we want. Isn't that something? But now here's the thing he tells us, and now he shows us in the text. He said, if you ask me, you're going to receive. That's why we got to be careful what we ask for. Verse 9, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Now in the old King James, it's to ask, and you shall what? Receive. See, that shall is a covenant promise. That means absolutely. That word shall means absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt. You're going to get it. Come on here, somebody. If you ask God for it, he going to give it to you. That's why I be saying to y'all, amen, the Holy Spirit had me to say all the time that a closed mouth don't get fed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And we say all the time, well, the Lord know what I want. Yeah, he know what you want, but he waiting you to ask him for it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just because he know what you want don't mean that you're going to get it if you ask him for it.
Amen.
Amen.
God say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Now, that word seek actually in the Greek means to chase after. So when you seeking for him, that means you chasing after him. Come on here, somebody. If you chase after God,
amen,
you going to find him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Because you know before we got saved, things. We wasn't chasing after God. We were chasing after everything else. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, they got quiet on the line tonight. You know we weren't chasing after God before he called us out the way. We were studying about God. We were chasing after everything we thought we were big enough to chase after. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Okay,
amen.
I was chasing after everything I thought I was big enough to chase after until God said, okay, you, I ain't going to let you chase another thing. You're going to chase me. Come on there, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And once he saved me and put his love in me, well, I've been chasing after him ever since. Hallelujah. I've been running behind him. I've been running after him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It won't stop. Glory to God. Because I'm like Stephanie, as I ain't never had love like this before. Come on there, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, when you get the real thing, glory to God, ain't nothing like the real thing. You know, you You can get
Amen.
Something. But when you get the real thing, hallelujah, you will stop chasing after everything else. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. So how do I knock, Apostle? I know it said ask, but I know that part. But how do I knock? Well, Yahshua said in Revelation that he's standing at the door of our heart and knock. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
If any man will open up his heart, I come and sup with. So that knocking has to do, has something to do with the heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So knocking must be when I put my heart in it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'm asking God and then I put my heart in it, then I'm knocking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So a lot of us is asking, but we ain't knocking. Come on here, somebody. We just asking. We just at the door. Come on here, somebody. We asking, but we ain't knocking. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know can't nobody hear you at the door if you don't knock? Come on here, somebody. You be there forever, glory to God. But if you don't knock, then you gotta knock loud enough so I can hear you so I can open the door. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, a lot of us are just asking, but we ain't knocking. We ain't putting our heart in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, I hear you asking, but I don't hear you knocking. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I hear your Holy Ghost. Peace, Lord. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us is at the door, and we're asking God. But God is saying, I need you to knock so I can open the door for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I need you to put your heart in that thing. Glory to God. Cool, y'all are behind the door. And when you put your heart in it, God says, I'm going to open the door. And the door will open for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because, you know, I have been asking God about that knock for a long time. I said, Lord, what you mean by knocking? Knocking, the door should be open. What you mean? And God revealed that thing to me. He said, knock means when you put your heart in it. And you gotta knock loud enough so I can hear you. How many of you put your heart in something? That's your all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of us in prayer, we just asking. But we ain't knocking. Come on here, somebody. It's my advice to be effectual. Fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell you, ask your neighbor right quick, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Are you knocking loud enough where the Lord can hear you?
Are you knocking loud enough
when
man can hear you?
Are you
knocking?
Come on, everybody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. You got a knock, neighbor. When you get in prayer, don't just ask God. You at the door, too, of a blessing. You better knock loud. Lord, hallelujah. I'm knocking. Let me in this door.
Amen.
And the Bible says that when he hears us knocking, he's going to open up the door. Come on here, somebody. And let
Amen.
Us in. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In verse 10, it says, for everyone who asks, receives. Come on here, somebody. For everyone who asks, receives. Come on. Now, when you get in that place, then you got to be careful what you ask for. You got to know that you're asking according to the will of God. This is the place you got to know what the will of God is for your life. Now, you got to be particular when you ask God for something. Lord, do I want this because you want it from me? I do all want it because my flesh want it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then God says, now if you line up right with me, you can get a double blessing out of this thing. I can give you something that I want you to have, and then something that your flesh is going to rejoice over. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of y'all trying to get a double whammy tonight? Hallelujah. He says, for everyone who receives, and the one who seeks finds. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to the one who knocks, the door will be open.
Amen.
How many know that the Lord is the only one that can open doors? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I open doors that no man what can close. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So when I'm knocking and God opened the door, guess what? Can't no man close it. Y'all better give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
King Charlie God, you got to know when to put your praise in there. Glory to God. See, this means that you ain't got to worry about what nobody's saying. Because this ain't got nothing to do with nobody praying against you. Glory to God. Because what they say, it don't matter, because you in prayer with you and God. And so God is saying, I don't care what nobody else say. This here conversation here is between me and you. And all you got to do is get in the right place with me, and you can ask, and you will receive. You can seek, and you will find, Lord God. You can knock, and I will open the door for you. Come on and give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, God, this is so good right here, Lord. Hallelujah. Then he switched it. Now he's talking to us as men. How many brothers I got online tonight?
Amen.
Brothers, let me hear you. If you're online tonight, brothers, let me hear my brother. Hallelujah. Every brother, let me hear you shout tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is asking us a question tonight as a father. I didn't hear my brothers. Let me hear my brothers again tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, which of you, Father, if your son asks you for a fish, you give him a snake instead? How many know that's wicked?
Ooh.
Amen. Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
If our son come to us, our child come to us and ask us, and we give them something that will harm them, they don't want to come to us. But they said, no, I ain't going to daddy no more. They said, I came to ask him for something. He gave me a snake, you know.
Yeah. Kill.
Amen.
They just scared to come. They got no. I think I just roughed this one out. I don't know about going to daddy. Daddy, he be tripping when I ask him for something.
Amen.
Now, you know if our children come to us and ask them for something, what we going to say? What you want?
Amen.
When do you need it? But I was asking, what you want it for? And then some don't even ask that. We're like, okay, son, okay. Let me see what I can do. I got you. And we're going to give them what they ask for. If you ask for a fish, I'm going to give you fish. I'm not going to give you nothing else because I'm going to give you what you would ask for. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Or if you ask for a head, we'll give him a scorpion. Verse 12, or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. No, we're going to give him what he asks for. Why? Because we love it. We love our sons, hallelujah. We love our daughters. So because of the love, we give them what they ask for.
Amen.
Amen.
But now hear what he said in verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, so what do the Lord mean by that? If you then, though you are evil. So how are we evil? Because we have a tongue. Remember what James said? That the tongue is full of what? Deadly poison. And then it's set on what? The course of hell. And then two, we're down here in this flesh. Hallelujah. So he says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give what? Good gifts to your children. So in spite of us having a bad tongue, that's why the Lord said, let me give you a good tongue. Hallelujah. So I can get that evil out of you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even though we being fleshly, in this flesh, because you know the flesh is always trying to find some kind of way to get us in trouble with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, in spite of that, you still know how to give your children what? Good gifts.
Amen.
Why? Because of love. See, love is the key thing that makes us want to go out of our way for our children.
Amen.
Because you're not going to mistreat anybody with the love of God. Hear me, saints, hear me. Anybody with the love of God is not going to be able to mistreat their kids, their children. Why? Because that came out of you. Come on here, somebody. And so anything that come out of you, you want to make sure what? You protect it as much as you can. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many know that sometimes these children make it hard, glory to God, hallelujah. You have to be praying overtime, glory to God, hallelujah. But yet still at the end of the day, God said you still got to what? Love them.
Yes,
come
amen.
On, give God a shout, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because no matter how they act up at the end of the day, they still belong to us, amen?
Amen.
Even though sometimes we want to say, Lord, you sure, God, that came out of us? Amen, glory to God. God said, yeah, that's yours, glory to God, amen. But you give them over to me, and I'll do what you can, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. He says, if you then, though you are evil, verse 13, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more He said, if you can do that for your children, how much more is God going to do for us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Who has no evil in it? Y'all didn't catch that part right there. See, even with the evil that's in us, God is saying you're still able to give good gifts. He said, if you can do that, then imagine what I can do for you, having no evil in me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Woo, somebody caught that thing. Hallelujah. See, this make you want to ask God for that, Lord. Hallelujah. And see, we got to trust God. See, we didn't stop praying. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied, because we don't think God know what we want and what we need. God is saying, when you really trust me and when you really know my plan and my purpose for your life, you won't be worried about asking me, come on, Lord, I got to be specific, because I don't know what you'll give me. The Lord might give me anything. See, that's the wrong thinking, because a person don't know the will of God. Come on, help somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God who is rich in mercy, God who is, hallelujah, the Father, not going to give us nothing that he going to give us what we like. He going to give us what we want. But most of all, child of God, he going to give us what we need. Come on here, somebody, and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
But we got to trust God on this level, though. Hallelujah. We got to say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because I know that any way you bless me, I'm going to be satisfied. Lord, I thank you that you know the desires of my heart. Thank you, Lord, that you know what I want. You know what I need, God. And you're going to give me, hallelujah, just what I want. Come on here, somebody. That's why the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah.
I shall not want.
And I shall not want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish you say like Bernie Mac would say, the Lord is my shepherd, and he know what I want. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's knowing the will of God. That's knowing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. How many know that is God's will, that he want to give us good things? Hallelujah. Bible said, who satisfy our mouth with what? Good things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ooh, Rabba Boko, Yaraba San Dorobo said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Proverbs 23 and 24. Proverbs 23 and 24. Are there any questions yet? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Proverbs 23 and 24.
Okay, 23, 24.
Everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, the father of a righteous child has great joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says, the father of a righteous child has great joy. How many know that we are the righteousness of him in Christ? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that we are the righteousness of him in Christ? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So when we walk in the anointing and we give ourselves to the anointing, that we are the righteousness of God. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord has great joy in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody need to shout right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means that the enemy can't lay nothing to our charge. Come on here, somebody. That means that whatever accusation that the devil may be trying to shoot against us, it can't work, glory to God. Why? Because we have the righteousness of him in Christ, the anointing cover us. Come on here, somebody. And he called us the Father to have great joy in us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why it's so important for us to stay in the anointing. Why? Because that gives the Father what? Great joy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then it says, a man whose father is a wise son rejoices in him. Come on here, somebody. How many know that a wise son is a son that will listen to instruction? A wise son is one that know how to listen. Come on here, somebody, and obey. Come on here, somebody. That's called a wise son, the one who listens and obeys. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And so the Lord says, I rejoice in you when you show yourself to be wise. Because a wise son will listen and obey. Come on and give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father God.
How many want to keep making God happy? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah. If we continue to be a wise son and a wise daughter, guess what? God's going to have great joy in us, hallelujah. Why? Because that's showing that we love him. That's showing that we honor him. Come on here, somebody. But also, that shows him that we're ready to have what? Good success. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say good success.
Good success.
Good
success.
Hallelujah.
See, God wants us to have good success. That's what he told Joshua. When Joshua got ready to go into the land, he said, I want to give you good success. But the only way you're going to have good success is that you got to obey my word, keep my word before you, meditate on my word, hallelujah. Continue, Joshua, to be strong and courageous in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 18. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you are getting blessed right now?
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 6 and 18. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, go up to verse 14. Because I see some real good stuff in here, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. But we're going to begin with verse 14.
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Everybody there?
Yes.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, verse 14, it says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. How many know that we got to be careful who we yoke up with in this house.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when you're a good parent, you want your child to be connected to someone who's on the same level, if not higher, than him or her. Lord God, you don't want them to be with somebody that you know is not what good for them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if we like that in the flesh, God is saying, how much more am I like that in the spirit? I want what's best for you, but then at the same time, we got to want what's best for ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. That means anybody that don't believe like you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Or they don't believe what you believe. Come on, everybody. We ain't got no business being connected to someone who don't believe like us. Why? Because their job is to get us off of what we believe. They trying to disconnect us from the Father that we love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I can change it. You can't change him. If God can't change him, you can't change him. Oh, I can change her. If God can't change her, what makes you think you can change it?
Uh-oh.
We're trying to do God's job. God said, no, disconnect yourself. They done made what? A decision. Hallelujah. God said, now you got to make one. Hallelujah. They done made a choice about who they want to serve. Now you got to make a decision about who you want to serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We still trying to, well, I knew if I just hold on and fast for me and I turn over my plate. You could turn over three plates and they ain't going to change. Lord, like God said, hallelujah. Once we make a decision, God, there ain't nothing I can do. And we wonder why we're going through so much hell, because we done yoked up with somebody that is unequally yoked for us. Amen. They not on our leveling. Ask the Lord. Hallelujah. Instead of waiting on God, hallelujah, we get impatient. Uh-oh. Because we think we got more power than God. You know what, if I pick this here, you can turn it around. God says, no, I want to give you something I ain't got to turn around. I want to give you something that's already fixed for you. Not something I got to fix on. Hallelujah. Help God. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. It's a yoke factor, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do not be yoked together with unbelief. But what do righteousness and wickedness, look at this here, have in common? If you know with somebody that's on the same level as you, y'all don't even have nothing to conversate about. Y'all sit there and look at each other like, okay, what are we going to talk about? Glory to God. You in this place and I'm in this place, glory to God. And you done made your decision and I done made my decision. Come on here, somebody. Y'all sit there and look at each other. Come on here, somebody. Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Not only can you not converse, you can't even fellowship together. Hallelujah. You can't even be around each other. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all can't even commune with each other. Y'all just sit there looking because light and darkness what? Can't go together.
Amen.
Amen.
When you got light in the room, darkness leaves. When darkness come in the room, light leaves. So it's like, you know, where's the fellowship? There ain't none. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why light and dark never mix together. Come on here, somebody. That's why good and evil can't be together. Come on here, somebody. Because they ain't got nothing in common. I don't know, cool. Y'all are about son, though. Thank you, Father. Child of God, because we got all grown folks on the line, tonight, amen. And this is the fellowship, glory to God. Let me tell you something. We got to have somebody that go further than just being intimate or having sex with. We got to be able to have something after, you know. Because there is life after that, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to talk, conversate. Hallelujah, glory to God. Especially when you choosing someone you want to be with. First of all, we pray about it. We say, Lord, now, is this what you want for me, or is this what I want for myself? And Lord, help me. Help me to know that I'm making the right decision. Because you want somebody that got more of God in them than they do they self. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
There ain't nobody perfect. But I'm saying when you get somebody that got more God than themselves, you got an advantage. Come on here, somebody. You got a reason to shout. Come on here, somebody. Because even when things get bad, that person going to go to God first. Come on here, somebody. And they're going to put how they feel to the side and say, Lord, this is all about you. Lord, help me to be more like you. Come on here, somebody. But when you got somebody full of the devil, glory to God, they don't care, glory to God. They just want to tear the house down. They want to destroy the house, glory to God. They don't care about you. They don't care about nothing concerning you. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to pray, God, what is the one that's more like you?
Hallelujah.
Because if a person can't love God, they can't love you.
Amen.
I don't care what they say, glory to God, hallelujah, baby, I love you.
Come on now.
You don't even love God. How can you love me? Hallelujah. You mistreat God. If you mistreat God, I imagine what you would do to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. We gotta wise up. Because what? God says if we ask for a fish, he ain't gonna give us a what? Snake. Come on, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people appear to be like a fish, and then you start getting a little closer to them, you see a snake. You're like, no, I better go the other way, glory God. You ain't what I thought, glory God. Now, from a distance, you look like a fish, but you know, the closer I get to you, hey, no, I got the wrong one. Come on here. Hallelujah, glory God. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Then in verse 15, it says, what harmony. Isn't it this? What harmony, what peace is there between Christ and Baal? Now, what it's talking about is idolatry. Baal is idolatry. It's pagan. It's idol worship.
Yeah.
So what harmony, what peace is there between the anointing and idolatry? None. You over there with your Holy Ghost filled self, speaking in tongues, loving God, and then you got somebody, amen, that say, oh, I think you make a perfect match. But they don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in tongues. And then they hear you speaking in tongues, they don't want to tell you, now you got a devil in you. How in the world? When we coincide, when you don't even recognize the God in me, glory to God, hallelujah. That's why the Bible says we can't be yoked together with what? An unbeliever. Thank you, Lord. Just because somebody said they saved, child of God, you gotta see how saved they really is, because are you even just some of the roll, or are you eating a whole roll? Because some of the roll don't count. See, some of us is eating what we want to eat, and then we push the other to the side. But God told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then he says, or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement, verse 16 says, what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? Come on here, somebody. I want you to hear what the Lord just spoke in my spirit. Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Can everybody hear me okay? Can everybody hear me right now?
Amen.
God says that we are the temple of him. And anybody that don't have his spirit is an idol. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. How many of y'all heard me just now?
Amen.
The Lord said, when
Amen.
I put my spirit in you, you became my living temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that don't have God's spirit is an idol. Why? Because his spirit is not in them. So they are dead to him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody understand that?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So whereas you would be able to hear God and reach God in prayer, they wouldn't be able to because they are idols until they receive what? God's spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because they're worshiping the devil. And so that's why you can't come into an agreement with them because they are an idol. Because they have given their heart over to idols.
Oh, okay.
Then it says, for we are the temple of the living God. Look at this here. For we are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Come on here, somebody. I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and
yes.
they will be my people. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, but because my spirit dwell in you, verse 17, therefore come out from among them. Hallelujah. Come out from them. Come out from among them. In other words, separate yourself.
Amen.
See, some of us are waiting on God to separate us. God said, no, I'm giving you a command. Come out from among them. Come on here, somebody. Daddy is saying, no, you can't play with them. They're not good for you. Oh, Daddy, come on. They... No. No. But Daddy, they really... want me to come with them. They really want me to hang out with them. And God is saying, did you hear what I said? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know how parents talk. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, Mama. And then we're going in the room after we pout a little bit. And then we couldn't even let the old folks see you pout. Better not pout, really. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I'm going in the room.
Got that right.
And you had better go there with a smile, glory to God. And they better, you better let them see your phone, glory to God. Hallelujah. You better have everything is good, glory to God. And God has said, come out from among them and be separate.
Yes.
Stop being scared to be different. You're different anyhow. You got the spirit of the living God in you. And you think they don't see it, glory to God. That's why they're looking at you different. Because they know that you got something that they don't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you trying to fit in and they telling you, you don't fit in with us. You got the real God. You don't serve who you serve. Come on. Look, why I got to be so different? Look, why I got to walk alone? Look, why I can't be with everybody? God said, thank me that you're not with everybody. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's a sword in the land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God's sword is against the wicked. Come on here, somebody. That's why the virus is here. Hallelujah. That's why it's here, because it's on assignment. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And the only ones who are going to survive this thing are for those of us who allow ourselves to be controlled by the Almighty God, hallelujah, to submit ourselves to God, hallelujah, resist the devil, and then he will what? Flee from you. Come on here, somebody. But we will have to separate ourselves, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And then look what he says in verse 17. He says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing. I like what the old King James said. Touch not the unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The unclean thing is anything that is not sanctified to God. Anything that do not honor God, you shouldn't want to touch it. Especially if they are a human being. If they're not trying to live like God wants them to live, if they don't have the Holy Ghost, you say, we can't hang out. Why? Because you got a different spirit than me. Come on here, somebody. And you don't want God's spirit, hallelujah. It's not that God don't want to give it to you. You don't want it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. And then you don't like when I pray in tongues. You don't like when I do this. You don't like when I do that. And that's going to be conflict. Come on here, somebody. God tell me to go right, then you don't want me to go left. Come on here, somebody. How many know that can two walk together except they agree? Amen. If it can't agree with you, it won't walk with you. Come on, Holy Ghost. God says the reason why it can't walk with you is because it won't agree with you. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And it won't agree with you because it can't walk with you. Hallelujah. Because it don't want to submit to the word of God, neither to the power of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, touch no unclean thing. So this is what this is all about with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the unclean thing. Stay with me, child of God. Stay with me. They talking about, if you keep your hands clean, don't touch your eyes and your mouth. You wipe everything off. Keep that clean. Okay. I'm keeping the outside clean, but what about my inside? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I can keep my body clean, but what about my heart? What about my spirit? What about my mind? I got to keep that clean. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. What did Yahshua say about the cup? He said, you're washing the outside of the cup, but the inside of the cup is dirty. If you wash the outside and don't wash the inside of the cup, and you drink from that cup, you still going to get sick because you didn't wash it out. Come on. And what's going on right now, child of God, is that you got people trying to wash the outside of the cup, but they ain't wash the inside of the cup. And God is saying, I ain't worried about the outside. I'm concerned about the inside. I mean, the virus came because you wouldn't stop touching the unclean thing. And now your inside that got messed up. Hallelujah. And it's killing you. Come on here, somebody. You trying to invent a vaccine to kill it. No, that ain't the cure. The cure is to repent. Hey, that will kill you. Glory to God. God can heal you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Man,
we're trying to run to the doctor. And the doctor, he don't even know what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The doctor needs saving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, now.
I'm trying to run to the doctor, and the doctor trying to find a hiding place. Come on! Heal somebody. Hallelujah. God said the only safe place is in me. Come on, heal somebody. Hallelujah. But see, look what he said. He said, touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you. He said, if you let it go, come on, heal somebody. If you will separate yourself from the very thing that is trying to separate you from me, then I will receive you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll accept you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke 12, verse 18, and I will be what? A father to you. Come on here, somebody. I'll be a protector. Mm-hmm. I'll be a provider to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is for anybody right now. If you're hearing me right now, glory to God, and you want to become born again, God is saying this is your opportunity right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're trying to wrestle with and you can't get free from, God says right now, if you would throw up your hands, hallelujah, and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I want to be delivered. Lord, I want to be set free, hallelujah, by your mighty name, by your mighty power, mm-hmm. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, if you will, hallelujah, reveal yourself to me, glory to God. God will, amen. If you are serious about wanting to be free, God will free you right now. Hallelujah. Whoever is listening, amen, at the sound of my voice, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I decree deliverance into your life. If you really want the Lord right now, glory to God, throw up your hands, hallelujah, and begin to cry out to him, and he will deliver you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, I dare you to call on his name right now. Hallelujah. He's right there with you. He's right over the court. If you call on his name right now, he will save you. If you call on his name right now, he will heal you. If you call on his name right now, he will deliver you. If you call on his name right now, he will set you free.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father got all power. Mm. He don't have some power. He got all power.
Yes.
All power. Yes.
And the centurion said, Lord, amen, my reason not even worthy for you to come upon it, but if you just speak the word, oh, they'll call you out of my son.
Hallelujah.
Because I know who you are. I know you're a man of authority. If you just speak the word, Lord, I know that my servant will be healed.
Yes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tyler, God, begin to pray, saints. Hallelujah. I feel something tonight that's breaking. Our Father tonight, he want to heal somebody. He want to save somebody.
Thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost moving tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
God called you to be separate. You're not calling yourself to be separate. God is saying separate yourself from the unclean thing. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I release the word of deliverance to you tonight, that you be set free by the power of the Almighty God tonight. That the very thing you've been wrestling with, you will not have to wrestle with anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he said that I will be a father to you. How many know that when you've never had a father, it feels different to have a father?
Yeah.
See, when you got somebody that you know that will protect you, somebody that you know that will provide for you, somebody that you know that loves you, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, and you will be my sons and my daughters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So all of us tonight that have been born again by the Spirit of the living God, we are sons and daughters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Says the Lord Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Whenever you see the Lord Almighty, that Almighty means El Shaddai. He's the Almighty God. He's the full-breasted one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the more than enough God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to give God a shout, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we're going to look at one more. We're going to look at one more, and then we're going to close it out for tonight.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 John 3:1. Hallelujah to his great name tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, how many of you can feel his presence right now? How many of you can feel his anointing right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. We're going to read this one, and then we're going to shout our way on up out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 John 3:1. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? If you can't shout out for this, I don't know what to tell you, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John 3:1. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 1 John 3:1. And the word of the Lord says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. See what great love, come on here, somebody, that the Father has lavished on us. How many know when you lavish something, you throw it on somebody, you just lavish them. You don't put no measure on it. You just throw it on. I just want to lavish you with this. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you know what a privilege it is to be called a child of God? Do you know every child is identified by his parent? Come on here, somebody. Children identify by their parents. Come on here, somebody. That's so-and-so children. Hallelujah. Look at them. You can tell. Oh, y'all don't hear me up in here tonight. Glory to God. God is saying, I put a mark on you that everybody know you my child.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Y'all didn't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody that called it, glory to God. God has now lavished you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
With
my love, by calling you my child. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
That's how we don't act like the world. That's how we don't talk like the world. God is saying, because you belong to me. Come on here, somebody. How many of our parents, they would tell us, when you go out there, you represent God and you represent me, so you better act right. You better not act up. You better not cut up. If I hear any word about you cutting up, I'm going to deal with you. God is saying, I've lavished you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, I would tell him that. He said, why do you think you ain't sick? Why you think that you ain't in need? Why? He said, because I take care of my kids. Amen. I'm a good father. Hallelujah. Why you think anybody trying to mess with you? Come on here, somebody. Huh? And if they do, I'm going to take care of them. Why? Because I'm a good father. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord.
How many of you know you looking good, and you know it's only because of Yahshua that you're looking good? Hallelujah! How many know that you're being kept by the best? Come on. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody need to give God a praise right there. I just hear a praise
Hallelujah.
Right there. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
He says that we should be called the children of God, and this is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it do not know him. Hallelujah! Glory. The world ain't supposed to know you. Come on here, somebody. But heaven know you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason why the world don't know you is because they don't know him. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People worry about the world knowing them. No, you better know that the Lord knows you. Come on here, somebody. That's what you better be concerned about. Do the Lord know me? Come on here, somebody. Do heaven know me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel God right there, child of God. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Why do you think the Lord said, love not the world, neither the things in the world? Come on here, somebody. Because the world don't know him. They're not going to know us. But God going to give us 400 or more cool Yaraba Sando. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are children of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are a child of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't be offended that the world don't know us, because the world didn't know him and still don't know him. Come on here, somebody. But we know him. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you are thankful tonight that you know him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I might not know the president. Hallelujah. I might not know no Hollywood star. But one somebody I do know, and that's the God of heaven and earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm so glad not only do I know him, but he know me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we got an unbreakable relationship. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on and lift those hands tight, God. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The Father has lavished us,
yes,
by calling us children of God. We are rich beyond measure, beloved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want everybody to get that in their spirit tonight. That the Lord has lavished you with his love by calling you a child of his. Come on here, somebody. When you can become a child of God, amen, there ain't no greater privilege than
amen.
To be called a child of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to his great name tonight. Hallelujah to God. Come on, give God one more shout of victory in the camp tonight. Hallelujah, in the house tonight.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory. Hey, shout out to the Lord. Call you out of our Come on and lift him up, child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Shout out.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Somebody give Daddy a praise. Hallelujah. Thank him for being the best father in the world. Thank you, Lord, for making me your child. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes, God. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me right from wrong. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's an awesome father. He's an awesome daddy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise him tonight.
Praise.
Just begin to worship him everywhere. Say, begin to lift your hands and just begin to love on the Lord right now. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God right now. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. We love you tonight, God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name tonight. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
God bless
you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's
steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you,
Jesus. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to worship the Lord right now.
Hallelujah
to his name. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to his name right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Somebody worship him right now. Somebody worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody love on him right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody love on him right now. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Hey, shout out the Roboko Yarabasando. Hallelujah, the Roboko Yarabasandiosha. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the Roboko Yarabasande. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. New every morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Are there any questions right now? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If there's no questions while the Spirit of God is flowing, hallelujah. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Join in right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for making me your child.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me the privilege,
yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise
yes,
your name tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the
yes,
word on tonight. Father, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask that you keep sending
yes.
him, Lord. Keep leading him and guiding him, Lord.
Yes.
Keep filling him with that word
yes.
on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Lord, we ask that you pour back into him all of the virtue that he has poured
yes,
out
God.
On tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for
yes.
it. We praise you for it. In your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God a praise for
amen.
That word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is he not a good, good father? Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
God
is good.
Hey,
He's
God.
A good father. Hallelujah, praise God. He's the father to the fatherless. Hallelujah, praise God. He's better than you than your real father is. Some of us don't know who our real father is.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah.
But you got God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Hallelujah. We cannot be yourself. Hallelujah. We're unbelievers, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If those of you that don't know what a yoke is, a yoke is that, it's a big piece of wood with two holes in it. Them two holes is where your neck goes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, praise God. Then they close it down and they lock it. So you lock. And they say you somebody, amen. You locked together with this person. You can't get away from this person. And so when you trying to go that way, they trying to go that way. Hallelujah, praise God. And you're going to end up killing yourself. Lord, have mercy, because your neck is in there. You're going to end up killing yourself, choking yourself to death. Because you done yoked up with the wrong one. Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
I like when the man of God say, quit trying to change people. Hallelujah, praise God. Quit trying to change people.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Don't you know you ain't supposed to be yoked up with them. Don't yoke up with them, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
That's a word tonight. That's a word tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's something else the man of God said that caught me. Hallelujah. Amen. Relationships got to be a morning of our sex. Hallelujah, praise God. Relationships got to be more than a bisex. Hallelujah. See, that's why the world, amen, that's why they going through what they going through, praise God. Hallelujah, because she looked good.
Mm.
He was tall, dark, and handsome. Hallelujah. He put it down, but he ain't have no personality. He wasn't saved. He don't know Christ. Hallelujah. So your flesh is in love with somebody else's flesh. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible say they call confusion. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Hallelujah. Now you confused. Hallelujah. Because you want something you know you ain't supposed to have. But if you never would have had it, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
we thank God for that word on tonight. That was an awesome word.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. We need to know who we are in God. We are his children. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Don't you know that Joe Biden's children get in places because they drop his name? I'm Joe Biden's son. I'm Joe Biden's daughter. Oh, my bad. Here you go. Let me get a paper. We got a tape local right here. Why? Because of who their daddy is. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My daddy is God.
Hallelujah.
I don't need no reservation. I don't need no invitation. All I got to do is drop my daddy's name. Hallelujah. And I'm in the dope. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stay calm because my blood pressure is high.
Hallelujah.
But I can't stay calm. Hallelujah. When I feel the spirit, like, oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I got privileges. I got privileges. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I don't need to hang with them other people because they ain't got the same privileges I got. They ain't going to be doing that. Watch this.
Hallelujah.
They ain't going to be doing that.
Hallelujah.
Out for me. They're going to be trying to milk off of you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. They're going to be trying to use up your privileges. Hallelujah. They tell you that in the world. Don't hang around them. Don't hang around them abusers. Don't get saved and start hanging around with them. Now, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Let me calm down.
Come on,
calm down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God is good. We thank God for their word on tonight.
Yes,
we want to open up the line. If you got a testimony, if you got a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever
hallelujah.
You want. Praise God.
Continue praying. Let's pray to the Lord. Mr. Virgie.
Bless you, woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, Sister Virgin. Hallelujah. We will pray your strength in the Lord, woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God got
absolutely.
You, woman of God.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Amen. God got you. Hallelujah. Amen. I just heard the Lord say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Joy.
Hallelujah. The Lord say it's been night
you,
a
Hallelujah.
Long time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
But it's always dark. It's right before the dawn, woman of God. He says, stay strong. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Stay strong. It's always dark. It's right before the sun come up. Hallelujah. The Lord says the sun is going to come up in your situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay strong, woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Any more?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray, you know, pray for my health, hallelujah. My blood pressure a little high, but pray for me, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you right now, Father, that no weapon that's formed against your son shall prosper, Father. We thank you that you got him covered, Lord, from the top of his head, Lord, to the sole of his very feet. And, Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Curse every act of the enemy, Father, and we decree and declare, oh God, that by your stripes he is healed. Thank you that you were wounded for his transgression, that you were bruised for his iniquity, and that the chastisement of his peace has already been laid upon you. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you right now. God, I pray a hedge of protection around him, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you right now for the manifestation of his healing. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are still the God that heals, and we give you praise for your report. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God said to tell you, man of God, you're going to come out of this thing with an awesome testimony. Lord said, hold fast to what I've given you. Hallelujah. And watch me work and move on your behalf. And the Lord said one more thing. He said, tell my son, it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. But God is getting ready to manifest a miracle right by Sando. He said it's not what it looked like, brother. He said it's not what it looked like. He said your righteousness is getting ready to break forth at the noonday. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Yeah.
We give you praise, God.
Yeah.
And we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for the healing, Lord. I thank you. I receive it in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother, that's just a test. He said, tell the enemy, peace be still.
Hey, shout out to the
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Peace be still.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And also,
thank
I see in the spirit, I just hear the Lord say that you finna slim down. You finna lose some pounds, but naturally. God said,
Hallelujah.
Sunday. Because God said he get ready to direct you on what to eat. And God says as you eat in obedience to what he's telling you to, glory to God, you're going to see your health increase. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I see the other in the spirit. I see is looking in the mirror, smiling. Glory to God. Said, man, I've been waiting for this to come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's going to astound the doctor. Why? Because God is your doctor. He is your physician. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. The only man that you're doing the work of, he's mad because you won't come down. How that will cool yet about that though. But God said your healing is gonna come through the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the very work your enemy trying to fight against is the very work that God gonna use to heal you completely, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, stop talking about cool yet about that though. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm with your head, He said, I called you, and ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Brother Andre, I hear the Lord saying, great is thy faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
I said, great is our faithfulness. You've been faithful. He said, if you faithful all a little, he'll bless you with much.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The enemy mad
faithful to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I seen your post on Instagram. I mean on YouTube, and I started praying for you.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
I seen your pressure. That's the trick of the enemy. So God said just say peace, be still. Because even that blood
Hallelujah. Peace be still, be.
Thank you, Lord. I will see you right now. We're going to send affirmation, man, to God for your healing. No, God didn't say confirmation. I said affirmation. Why? Because it already took place. Hey, Shabu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You feel the warmth of God on you right now. That's the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, because the blessing is on the way. Because you're close to the blessing. That's why the enemy is trying to mess. But he can't stop what God has already got in progress to you. And the blessing is close at hand, said the Lord.
Abba-Sando. Yes, Lord.
And that's why the enemy is trying to mess. Because the blessing is right at the door, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all just don't know I've been in the bed all day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I already knew I was going to get up to get on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. And the enemy, amen. Don't go see
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He's doing everything he can. Praise God. But every time he do something, a breakthrough come right after it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and just turn it back over into the hands of the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen, and let him wrap it up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Rest in that anointing, man of God. Rest in that anointing. Haboboko darabasando. Hey, God. Haboboko darabaseke torobosa. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Whoa.
I see God doing something in your respiratory system. Hallelujah, with your breathing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is healing that by son. Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we give you the glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
Sister Virgin,
hallelujah.
Can you hear me, woman of God? Sister Virgin, can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes.
God said morning time is coming for you. And God says, I'm working on your behalf even now. And I hear the Lord saying, just give me praise. Don't ask God for nothing. Amen. Because you've already put it before him. God said, just now, he said, now just thank me for it. He said, don't do no more asking, just thank me for it. Because he know what you want. He know what you need. And he says, I'm already working on your behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, it's already done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
He said, praise me for the finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Remember, he said, when he's on the cross, it is finished. Come on here, somebody. Everything we would ever need, God finished it up. Hallelujah, God. It is finished.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
How many know you can't add nothing to a finished work? Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost just said just now? He said, how many of you know you can't add nothing to something that's already finished? Hey,
I believe it, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive it, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because he's the all-knowing God, hallelujah, he knew what we would need before we needed to come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He completed the work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he predestined us. So he knew ahead of time what we was going to need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
somebody
hallelujah.
Praise him for the finished work. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's how you know you're going to receive what you ask for. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it's in the finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to see it through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He said it is finished, so that means he completed everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
I just hear Lord say, watch me work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, praise me for the finished work. Come on here, somebody. He said, you already asked me. I've already said yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes,
receive it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hey! Hey, shout out about Sando. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you in the realm of miracles right now. God is in just the ass.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hey,
sorry.
Jesus.
I see blessings falling on you right now. Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I see blessings all around you, woman of God. I bless you, prophet.
Hallelujah. I receive it. And I accept it. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God.
Hey,
thank you, Lord. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
And I just hear the Holy Ghost keep saying,
hallelujah.
It is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished.
Hallelujah.
How many of the hell went crazy when the word got finished? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But they couldn't stop the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because he was already finished. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
But you got to see the work already finished. Because God ain't going to go back and do nothing else to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was so good that the Father said, come on, son, sit down. So cool, you know why? Because you done finished the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The only thing that's standing up right now is his name. Come on here, somebody. And his word. Hallelujah. And his spirit. Come on here, somebody. That he is bent down. Come on here, somebody. That his name is up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. His word is up. Come on here, somebody. And his spirit is up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost of God right now.
Thank you for blessing and keeping me, Lord. Hallelujah.
For everybody that's online right now, God is moving on your behalf right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He says, see your victory. He says, see your victory through the finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 He said, God said, you got everything you need right now. Hallelujah. He said, you got everything you need.
Hallelujah.
It's in you. God said, pull it up out of you. It's in you.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. When God wanted light, he called it out of darkness. Stay with me. Stay with me, child of God. I'm in another place right now. Hallelujah. Stay with me. When he wanted something, he did what? Called it out of darkness. He said, call what you need out of darkness.
Hallelujah.
When he wanted light, he called it out of where? The darkness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and he
Lord.
Said, you have the same power because I'm in you and you in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Healing, Father. Healing the heart, Lord. Healing the mind, Father. Yes, God.
So whatever you need tonight, beloved, call your blessing out of the finished work that he's already finished and completed. Amen. When he was nailed to the tree, Lord God, and he said, it is finished. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
What was finished? The work. Come on here, somebody. Hey, Shaban Dodo Boko Yarabasando. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey, Shaba Boko Tarabasando. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. And I hear the Lord say, rejoice. Hallelujah, glory to God. Rejoice. Why? Because you're getting ready to see manifestation. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're getting ready to see manifestation.
Yes, God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The word for the hour is, it is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished. Thank you, God. It is finished. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything I need, it is finished. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Come on and give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shababu Kun Darabasan Darabu. Hallelujah.
Yes, I do, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the finished work, Lord.
Hey, Shababu Kun Darabasan Darabu. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We still calling on the Lord and still asking God because we don't see it complete. You think that God needs to finish it. God is saying, no, I've already finished it. You just got to see it through the eye of the Holy Spirit that it is already finished. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wonderful, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 1 says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and where? Heavenly places. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So the work is what? Finished. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I just got to call the supernatural into the natural realm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Yes, Lord. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Are there any more comments? Is there anything anybody want to say before I get ready to close it out? Hallelujah.
It's done.
Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight. We thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen, for what our spiritual ears have heard, and for what our spiritual heart now understands. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being the awesome Father that you are, Father. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have commanded us, O God, to separate ourselves. Hallelujah. You have spoken unto us to be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we ask, we shall receive. We thank you, Lord, that as we seek, that we shall find. We thank you, Lord, that because we knock, that the door is about to be at our own. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors tonight. Somebody thank God for the open doors. He's opening doors right now. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. He's opening doors right now. Somebody give God praise for open doors. He said, knock and the door shall be open. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we're giving you praise tonight, oh God, that you are the God of open doors. Hallelujah to your name tonight, God. Thank you for the finished work. Thank you that it is finished, oh God.
Thank
you. And we give you praise for it. Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, I pray that you will bless everyone under my voice tonight, God. Hallelujah. That we thank you and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We thank you that the devil is a defeated foe and that we have the victory over him and that he is up under our feet. And we walk on his head in victory. We thank you. But most of all, Lord, we thank you that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give you praise and glory for all things. Hallelujah. We are sure how much his name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And victory and praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. What I say unto one?
I say unto all.
Watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
And live holy.
Every day.
And yeah, sure thing we pray.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. Come on, you got another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Every praise. To our God.
Our God.
child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
After a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop lets all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say it, leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own the label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
This is for somebody. Do your head like this. Watch this.
Looking out for me.
I'm talking about us. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Looking out for
it. It's what I love. It's right. Listen, I shouldn't be here today.
I shouldn't be here today.
And
when I look back on my mistakes, it hadn't been for your grace. I don't know where I'd be, where I'd go. Who can love me like you do? And who can hold me when I'm gone?
What's this mean?
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on. Let's tell them one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on.
Looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time after time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Say it right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep
good God Almighty. Break the music, break the music.
You keep on looking out for me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey.
You keep on
looking out for me, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, baby, yeah.
Forget, I want you to remember this, that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary,
think I'm being extra, that's what they
think, but I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'd rather D.O.D., because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary's your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Thank you.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You created me to worship.
Oh yeah.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
Good night, y'all. See y'all tomorrow night. See y'all tomorrow.